You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is Thursday, February 13th, 2025, one day until Valentine's Day. So hopefully all of you faggots are out there looking for ways to tribute to your masters and owners and with lots of tributes and lots of gifts and whatnot. And hopefully all of you alphas and masters are looking to give your faggots lots of dick and cum. So, and of course, in the middle of all that is little old me. And if you want to give me a Valentine's gift, I would love that too. Cash App, Sam FWA. The show today is brought to you by theblowers.com. There's no better way to get dick or get head than theblowers.com. And so if you're in the need for something quick and something very casual, you can definitely go to theblowers.com and get that taken care of. It's like the old Craigslist ads, but better. So also lustyage.com. Use Sam FWA and you can get money off of your dildos and whatnot if you're all alone on Valentine's Day. So I'm sorry. It happens sometimes, especially if you're a faggot. We're alone a lot. So so anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me tonight. I would like to talk today about learning to trust your master or your owner, okay? It's something that faggots have to come to grips with because, you know, ultimately, faggots are the ones that are vulnerable, you know, in hierarchy. We are slaves. We exist to serve, and we were put in a lot of predicaments, I guess, for lack of a better word. We're put in situations that test us, you know. And so we have to learn to, trust our master in everything. And that way it leads to peace. So for the example I'm going to talk about is, unfortunately, my brother, Mike, as now he's been featured on the website heavily recently, and I honestly, I've already kind of come down on him kind of hard already on the website in the story posts, but I'm not really coming down on him here. I'm highlighting something positive, actually, but Mike was basically claimed by a very powerful young alpha named Steve, and Mike is a 53-year-old faggot, so he's serving a much younger alpha master, which in and of itself, can lead to all kinds of insecurities, right? But Mike had very little experience in, how to serve an alpha or to be owned by an alpha. And he, at one point in his life, he thought that he was an alpha himself, and they came to realize he wasn't. So they had that on top of it, this kind of residual thought about being an alpha that was sort of influencing him and keeping him from totally submitting to Master Steve. And if any of you have been reading the posts about Master Steve and Mike, you'll know that there was a post called Fag Mike's Wrong Choice. And so Master Steve gave Mike an ultimatum, and he wanted Mike to make the decision for himself and live with the consequences. And he gave Mike two options. And this was very clever on Master Steve's part, like to give Mike this choice, because first of all, it gives the faggot some agency in it, his own service, but also Mike needed to be pushed, you know, to submit. So that's what Master Steve was trying to do here. So he gave Mike two options. The first option was that Master Steve would cage Mike in private, and Mike would remain locked for 2 weeks. And during those 2 weeks, he would not have sex with Mike. Okay, so they would not have sex. Mike would only be allowed to watch Master Steve have sex with other faggots. Okay. The second option would be involved Master Steve hosting a caging party, and he would invite three of his closest alpha friends. Mike would make it public knowledge to them that he was Master Steve's fag, and that Mike was wanting to be locked. And then Master Steve would lock Mike in front of them. And then Mike could serve them drinks that night, and then after they left, he would allow Mike to drink his piss, and then he would fuck him, breed him every night during 2 weeks. So those were the two options. Now, I mean, I've never had an ultimatum like this thrown at me, but I know alphas very well. I've served alphas, so I can see what's going on here. And I think probably most experienced faggots can see it. Clearly, Master Steve was hoping that his faggot would choose the second option. Why? Because Mike would have, at that point, accepted his faghood, accepted being caged, accepted Master Steve's ownership of him publicly, you know. And that would have made Master Steve very proud. But Mike chose the first option. And Master Steve was really, really upset by that. And so he followed through with his threat. He locked Mike in chastity in private, and he did not have sex with Mike, and instead he had sex with his faggot friends. And Mike had to sit and watch that. And it was really devastating to him. And I talked to him quite a bit in private about this, about the choice and why he made the wrong choice. And ultimately what it came down to was he didn't trust Master Steve. You know, Master Steve was asking him to trust him. You know, Master Steve wasn't going to do anything wrong to Mike if he locked him in chastity and in front of his friends. Like, what would happen to Mike in that situation with Master Steve there? He's going to be protected completely, right? But Mike didn't feel that way. And so it was a really, really terrible choice. And at the heart of it was a lack of trust in his master. And again, it came down to, like, not just that only, but Mike was still trusting in his own power as a male, when he doesn't really have that power, right? So he needed to trust his master, who knew better. So, you know, Master Steve went through that with his threat, right? But Master Steve was still believed in his faggot, still believed that he could train his faggot to finally trust him. Master Steve did something pretty amazing just recently that really pushed this issue and helped Mike turn the corner, I think. In this instance, Master Steve had Mike in chastity, right? Well, he wanted to take Mike to the gym in public with a little, very lightly light fabric pair of shorts on, where the cage was fully visible, and he brought him to the gym. And there at the gym, and of course, Mike was very, very scared and embarrassed, right? But he did it this time. He let go and trusted his master. Okay, he knew that at the gym with his master, nobody was going to mess with him. And all he had to do was face himself, face the truth about himself. Master Steve, after they worked out, he took Mike into the shower, and they showered together, where Master Steve urinated on him in the shower. And then he had Mike come out of the shower parading around in front of the people in the locker room, including a black alpha named Kevin, who, I don't know all the details about this yet. I'm sure it's going to come. But I think Master Steve and this Kevin, they're both alphas, and I think they were in cahoots. This was planned to some degree. And Kevin was very complimentary of Mike and his chastity cage. And that made Mike feel good. And ultimately, Mike went through that situation with Master Steve at the gym, trusted in his master, and came out a better faggot, which is what Master Steve wanted all along, right? This is where I'm getting at, though. Like, we have two choices here that Mike illustrates. One was a terrible choice based on a lack of trust in his master, and another good choice that led to a positive outcome because he did trust his master. And it's clear what the lesson here is. Trust your master. You know, if you have an owner, I know that a lot of times faggots have this idea that masters are just living their life and we're just things to use when it's convenient. But that's really not true. Good masters, you know, and even not so great masters, are always thinking about how to develop you as a faggot. And it's really, it speaks to what's kind of special about men in a general sense, is that they're always plotting and hunting, and they're very crafty, and they're always in development mode all the time. So, like, even if you don't think that they're doing anything, they're thinking about this when they're working or when they're doing other things. They're plotting in their minds about, where's my faggot at now? What kind of faggot do I want him to be? How do I get him to do this? What kind of paces can I put my faggot through in order to get the outcome that I want? Faggots are like the greatest like erector set, if I might use it, or you know, or like what any kind of construction tool. Like a faggot gives a man, an alpha, the opportunity to actually shape a human being other than kids, of course. A faggot gives a man, an alpha, a master, the opportunity to shape someone into a perfect slave, into a perfect possession. And I think it's really kind of an eye-opener, because whenever I've seen straight alphas, and I've seen that in my own case, when straight alphas have taken ownership of me, you can see that they light up with surprise and creativity, you know, trying to come up with ways to own and use the faggot more completely, you know. So Don't ever underestimate alphas. They are plotting, and they are thinking up new ways to develop their faggot into a better slave. And before you think that it, before you start getting suspicious and thinking, oh, they're after me, or you're getting paranoid about it, look at it this way instead. They want you to be the best faggot you can be. You know, Master Steve was trying to get Mike to be a better faggot, to be more comfortable as a faggot. And he's doing that through these tasks. It, when Mike does what he needs to do, he improves. That's what alphas, really good alphas, really good masters are trying to do. They're trying to develop their faggots to be the best faggots that they can be, so that they can be the best servants they can be. Which, of course, in the long run, benefits the master, right? But it's not just that. A master wants to be proud of his faggot, right? He wants to say, this faggot is my faggot. And look at how he obeys. Look at the things he does for me, right? And so, as faggots, we should want that. We want to be able to give that to our masters. You know, we can give them all the money in the world. We can give them every part of our body, every bit of our service. But that is a gift that is really special and really hard to do. But it's the best gift. You know, our obedience, our improvement, the pride that he has for that goes beyond physical gifts. So, you know, trust your master. Give him that control. Trust him and grow in the direction he is choosing you. He's leading you to go into. You will find your submission, your faghood to be much more fulfilling and much more productive, you know. So anyway, that's pretty much what I had to say tonight. So I hope you all have a great Valentine's Day again, of course. Hey, Cash App, Sam FWA, okay? I work hard here, you know. A faggot deserves a gift here and there. Why not? It's Valentine's Day, for crying out loud. You guys all tell me you love me. Just kidding. I just really hope that, you know, you guys have a wonderful day, and I hope that none of you are alone. You know, I know there are some that are, but, you know, I understand how you feel, and I'm sorry if you're hurting. So, anyway, just know I'm thinking about you. Anyway, well, I love you guys very much. Thank you very much for hanging out tonight. And I will talk to you next week, okay? Love ya. Bye.